what kinds of things can you guys carry from the performance on Saturday that you can carry into tonight?
Well, I think it was a pretty fast game. That's something that, you know, our team, to be successful, we need to play fast. And I thought we generated a lot of chances. We did some good work in the offensive zone, and now I think it's just going to be important that we start to take care of the other two zones and get pucks through the neutral zone. I think we kind of ran into trouble this road trip trying to force things in and turn the pucks over, and had to spend a little more time in our D zone than we would have liked.
Tonight's the end of 15 games in 28 days. How do you guys feel?
I mean, it's busy, obviously, but you kind of get into that routine. You play a game, and then you get the day off. So, I think at this point now, your body's kind of used to it. Obviously, might not necessarily be the games that take the toll, but all the travel and all the miles on the plane, and you get in 2:30, 3 a.m. Some days, it's tough to get your rest back. But I think we've done a pretty good job managing the schedule, and it's going to be important that we kind of get back on the right track and finish this stretch off and take advantage of the 2 days before our next game.
Managing ice time as well. All four lines have had an opportunity here to get some decent minutes as of late.
Yeah, I think that's been something Paul's been pretty good at. I think you saw it some of the home games especially. Guys' minutes were pretty similar through first through fourth. Obviously, there's going to be a few minutes here or there, whether it's power play or penalty kill. But I think we've been fortunate this year that we've had all four lines contribute, and that kind of gives us the option that you get up in a game, you don't necessarily have to run your top line into the ground.
What do you have to be prepared for against a pretty banged up Canucks team that comes in tonight?
Oh, I think every team kind of deals with certain injuries, and obviously they're missing some key pieces out of their lineup. I think they have a lot of skill. You look at what Besser's been able to do when he comes in. He's got a lot of speed and he's got a lethal shot. And you got the Sedins who are always dangerous. And I think they've done a really good job just defending as a team and playing hard as a five-man unit. I think Travis Green's come in and done a really good job getting their group into a system that works for them. And I think anytime you're missing key guys out, other guys get some opportunity, and usually they're pretty excited to go. So I think we're going to have to be ready for that.